Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, U2, where the streets have no name. It's 21 minutes to 8. It's Wednesday morning with Darren and Mel on The Breakfast Show with Broomhead and Source Solicitors. And we're getting very, very excited about this year's flower show. And I'm delighted to say that our special guest this morning is Anne Curl, who runs the designer garden section of the show. Welcome, Anne.
Good morning, Darren.
Thank you very much for coming in out of your, I would suggest, very busy schedule, particularly this week.
Well, yes, indeed. Things have been growing in the park, or building in the park now for over a week with the big tents going up. But really, this week, stuff has really started to happen really, really fast.
How long have you been involved with the flower show?
I've probably been interested and involved in the flower show most of my life because I grew up in Taunton, but more particularly probably the last 10 years. And for the last two or three years since I retired from working life, I've been doing more work as a volunteer. So I'm now on the management committee, and as you said, I'm now running the designer garden competition.
And you used to be a cartographer.
That's correct.
This is a word that I learned literally 2 minutes ago. I'd never heard of a cartographer. And a cartographer does what?
Well, in Taunton, many people will know the Hydrographic Office, and it's a specialised form of cartography called marine cartography because it's charts of the sea. So, yes, I spent my working life at the Hydrographic Office, and for my good fortune was able to make a lot of friends overseas because it's very much a global and international business.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, you're spending a lot of time working with the flower show. Are you a keen gardener yourself at home? Do you
have
green
good,
fingers?
I am pretty good, but I'm a bit of an amateur, and I still put things in the wrong place, and I put too many things together, and I still get pests that destroy things.
So are you a... Because there's obviously different kinds of people that do stuff in gardens. There's those that concentrate on the flowers and the shrubbery, and then there'll be those that concentrate on vegetables and things like that. So what are you?
Well, I'm at home in our garden. I'm probably in charge, right?
But
at
the allotment... Oh, right, you're the boss.
But in the allotment, I'm the assistant, I would be. That's probably the best way of putting it.
I was going to say, there is no way you are going to get your hands on an allotment.
Well, there are a lot of women now have allotments. There are a lot
That's
of allotment holders, yeah, and we have an allotment up near the Trident Centre in Golmington, and there are a lot of ladies on there, and I'm
really
pleased to say that on the committee that organise it, there are several women there. So there's
that's
girl
good.
Power at the allotment.
Oh, yes, hell yeah. Love it. Actually, I live around the corner from the Trident, so I know the allotment you're talking about. It always strikes me as being a bit of a random... But then again, allotments are in random places, aren't they?
Oh, indeed.
If there's
indeed.
Like an empty patch of land, right, there's getting an allotment in there.
Yeah, and I think that's... from memory, that allotment has been there a very, very long time. You know, like... Well, there are several others, as you say, in Taunton, but yeah, it's good.
So are you going to have... well, we're talking about allotments. Is there going to be an allotment kind of feature at the flower show this year?
No, not in terms of my designer garden, but certainly in terms of the competition entries. There are a lot of fruit and veg, and it's not just for adults. There are, and also one thing that we feature now is we have classes that are for novice gardeners, so it gives them the opportunity, if they've not entered before and they're new gardeners, to have a go with their sort of veg and fruit and flowers and stuff. But of course, also in the children's and youth section, there's heavy emphasis also on the things that they can do to get involved with stuff like fruit and flowers and vegetables as well, because it leads on quite naturally from the sort of thing that schools are doing now more and more.
I was quite surprised, pleasantly surprised actually, at how many youngsters really are taking up the whole gardening thing.
That's right. And another
as
thing
a pastime.
That's good as well, we have the bee and honey tent, and they have demonstrations, and I think that again illustrates to everybody, but particularly to the youngsters, the importance of bees and pollination in just growing our food. As well as having wonderful flowers and stuff like that.
So why do you think youngsters steer towards gardening? What is it about gardening that would attract a youngster when there is so much other stuff that would probably be more appealing to a youngster these days?
I think Mel's got a good point, the mud.
All right, yeah. Well, that's it.
But on top of that, I don't know about you, but I mean, we started at school when we were little with things like beans in jam jars with a bit of a kitchen towel inside of it. And you take this dry little thing, and then suddenly the shoot comes. And then if you put it into something like a clear plastic pot, perhaps use one of these plastic beer mugs and put a hole in it, turn it to a flower pot, then you can see the roots coming through the soil. I mean, it's so different from playing a computer game or whatever, because it's happening there right in in front of you and you've got a part in it. Yeah. So
it's like your own little creation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you tend to nurture these things, don't you? And look after them and sort of stroke them and talk to them and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right, we'll talk more about your actual involvement and how you set up a specialist garden in just a moment. Right now, we'll continue with... I'll tell you what, let's not bother with that. Let's carry on talking to you. Yeah, we can do that here. Now, your role is the... I only say that because I know that you're on a tight schedule today, so I don't want to sort of hold you back. I want to get as much out of you while you're here as possible. So you run the designer garden section. Right. Tell us about the designer garden section.
Right. Well, what we do is we invite garden designers to come in and they have 4 days in which to build a garden 4 metres wide, 5 metres deep. On the park, they're not allowed to go into the grass of the park, so everything is, it's like a pop-up garden, really, in sort of modern sort of parlance. And the idea is that they can obviously give flow to their creativity and showcase their abilities, which is brilliant. But equally, think about it now, there are a lot of houses that have got quite compact gardens being built, and okay, you could look at this and think, oh, you know, this is much too ambitious for me, but it might give you an inspiration to pull out a feature or a type of a style of gardening or certain plants and get you to think about what you can do in quite a limited space. So as I say, they started on Monday morning and I have to say we're beginning to look like gardens, but only just. The plants are only starting to arrive because obviously there's quite a lot of construction going on and they're all quite different, quite a lot of contrast. We've got Taunton Garden Centre. Their theme is Capture, which is about dealing with the very changing weather patterns and how you garden, because you think we've had a lot of rain and you have a lot of drought and whatever. Mm. So their design is around...
Quite topical as well. Yeah, that's quite a good idea,
That's right. And then we have a new entrant, Summer Breeze Landscapes, with a guy called Will Brett from Bridgewater, who's a landscaping expert. And theirs is about relax and unwind. So the idea is your garden, obviously, is a place of tranquility and a sort of haven for you, you know, with a busy life. We have Sally Leaney from Corfe. She was last year's winner. And her garden takes its inspiration from an artist's retreat. So we're having what looks like a Spanish hacienda with a garden from that. Quite dry, but again, tranquility. There's a lot of well-being coming out from this. And then the fourth entry is a willow worker, James Roberts. He's working with a couple who have won before, Fiona Johnson and David Stubbins. And theirs is Myth, Magic and Medicine. And there's a willow dragon going to feature
in
that. And then
that's quite impressive, that willow stuff.
James is working up there, beavering away up there. Yeah, because he's building it as we speak.
Yeah.
And it's not small. It's taller than you, Darren.
Much
taller than you.
Okay.
And then finally, Japanese Garden Southwest. And they're doing a vision of paradise, which is the vision that you get as you look through a Japanese tea house out into the distance
beyond. I like the
beyond.
Sound of that.
And again, that's very much elemental and what you can draw from it for rest and relaxation.
Is anybody doing is there any rooftop garden themes or anything going on at the show? The only reason I ask that is because I did see a little bit of the Chelsea Flower Show and they had a rooftop garden section as part of their competition, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that was quite impressive.
I don't think... certainly the designer gardeners aren't featuring anything quite like that this year. Whether one of our traders that's coming in, and there are many of them, as you're probably aware within the show, whether one of them will be featuring that as a product, I don't know. But yeah, it's increasingly... I've watched it being built with sedums and things. It's very interesting. Mm. I did suggest it for our bungalow, but it didn't go down after the storm.
Brilliant. That would probably be a first as well. Listen, Anne, I must admit, I've never really, just through my own personal things, really, I've never really taken that much of an interest in gardening things personally. But obviously, having an involvement now with the radio station, I've learned a lot about this flower show, particularly over the last few weeks. And really, really chuffed to see how many people are involved in it as well.
Yes.
I didn't realise it was such a big thing.
Yeah, it's
and when you talk to people that come in for interviews and stuff, and people from out of town, you know, what is it about Taunton you love? The flower show will always come up.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah. It's been a huge feature. Well, it's been around a long time.
Because it's the oldest in the country of its
kind, isn't
it?
Apparently so. Yeah. Anne Lehman, who's one of our vice presidents, her and her husband Robin have done research, and they thought they had a start date, but when they started exploring through the archives, they were amazed. I believe it's been going, they've ascertained, since 1831.
Wow.
And apparently in Victorian times, you can imagine that the big houses in and around Taunton, it was mainly the gardeners that were on the staff that really did the exhibits, but the ladies of the house took the credit, you can imagine. But apparently there were flower arches in Taunton. It was part of a huge sort of festival.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't just the event in the park, it was all the surrounding town.
It'd be nice to recreate that, wouldn't it?
Well, indeed.
If you could.
Indeed.
Really good. Now, you've got, you do have celebrities. Anne Swithenbank is going to be with us on Friday.
Yes, yes, I believe she's judging in the big floral tent, which is where those who have visited the flower show before will be aware. We have a lot of traders who do the most amazing displays, and they're starting to build their stands now in that one of those big, big tents. Mm-hmm. And she's, I believe, judging on Friday morning, and then she's actually giving a talk on Friday afternoon.
Oh, right.
So,
great.
Yeah. So that's,
and, of course, you're having live contact with the mayor, who'll be in Lisieux.
Oh, apparently so. So I didn't realise it was Lisieux, but that's great.
Sounds like it's going ahead. Yeah. And you do realise you will have an 80s legend appearing there, Howard Jones, the singer.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you why we know that. It's because he came on the phone with us the other day, because he lives locally. And he told us he was coming to the flower show on Friday.
Oh, right.
So he's actually, how random is this? He's in between gigs. He's just done a massive gig in Edinburgh, in Scotland, the Rewind Festival, in front of 30,000 people. He's on his way to Mexico and North America soon to do another gig in front of another 30, 40,000 people there. But in between, he's stopping at the Taunton Flower Show. Isn't that just great?
Is he a keen gardener?
Well, I think so. I'm guessing. Well, yeah, I know he's a big fan and supportive of stuff that goes on in and around the community.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I'm sure, I mean, there's so many things in the flower show. You can always pull out something you're interested in. If he's going to Mexico,
Well, exactly.
I believe we've got the Cactus Society displaying in the
Brilliant, the Cactus
Center.
Society.
So there
I love it. I love it. I never knew there was one. The Cactus Society.
No, it's very good, I believe. They're based near Taunton.
Because there's an allotment society and all sorts going on around town, isn't there?
Yes, there's a lot going on. Yeah. Actually, I can give a plug for an allotment. I believe I'm right in saying on or about the 18th of August, Priorswood allotments.
Yeah.
Are opening under the National Garden Scheme, which of course raises money for Marie Curie, I believe, and Macmillan charities. So, yeah, that's very interesting to have allotments opening under a National Garden Scheme. Most people associate that with
gardens and
you know, wonderful, perhaps slightly more formal arrangements. But yeah, and they have, I believe, they've created a garden room from recycled materials, and they're going to be serving green teas and stuff.
Excellent.
So yeah.
Well, listen, Anne, we'll have to hold it there. We have literally run out of time now. So thank you very much for coming in. I need you. Have you got more bits that you need to talk to me about?
Well, all I'll say is there's so much going on at the flower show. It's not just a flower show. There's lots of exciting
motorbike stunt show.
The guy with the motorbikes is something else. I couldn't believe it 2 years ago. Brilliant to have him back. But there's lots of other very good entertainment. Police dogs. Lots of things for kids. Don't forget, kids go free, and tickets can still be bought in advance, no longer online because of the time it would take to post them to you, but you can go to the information centre or Hatcher's, and you can buy them for 10% off. And as I say, kids under 17 go free.
How much are the tickets
with an adult? On Friday they are £12, and on Saturday they're £10. It opens, the show opens on at 9:30 for members on Friday, 10:30 for the general public, and on Saturday everybody at 10 o'clock.
And I would very much like to invite you back to the radio station to come and have a bit more of a chat and do some gardening stuff with us. Would you be up for that? I think you'd be great there.
Well,
you'd be great on air. Caroline did say to me that you were a very good talker. So I thought, excellent, that'll do.
I learned to talk for England for
excellent. Well, listen, thanks very much for coming in, and we'll
You're
see
very
you.
Welcome, Darren.
We'll see you
nice
on Friday and Saturday.
Nice
all right,
you.
Thank you very much. That's Anne Curl, who runs the Designer Garden section of the show.